Sports, Tantalan Radio. Tantalan Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back to Seneca, home of the Legion Zone AA Baseball Tournament. Our coverage here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in for night number two. Brandon Tabman with you. Logan Carpenter is our studio producer. Two games for you. Seneca in Hiawatha just moments away from the first pitch, and Doniphan County and Corning in the nightcap. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We got a lot to get to and a short time to get there, so let's dive into the lineups, and we'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard. And it is Hiawatha. Bram Barnhill will lead things off. He's in left field. Ashton Rocky follows in center. Batting third is Xavier Oldham in right field. Batting fourth is Joel Bryan at shortstop. Cooper Jacobson is pitching, batting fifth. Caden Smith at first base. He bats sixth. Matt Monaghan is at third base, batting seventh. Carson Gilbert bats eighth and plays second. And Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, bats ninth. For Seneca, the home team on the board, it'll be Case Kramer in center leading things off. He'll be followed by Wade Leonard in right field. Braden Uphouse, the pitcher, getting set for his first warm-up tosses. Batting fourth is Reese Garrity. He is at first base. Jonah Dieters, he bats fifth and catches. John Strothman is at third base, batting sixth. Garrett Herter is at second base and bats seventh. Jaden Thomas in left field, he'll bat eighth. And Evan Olverding at shortstop, he will bat ninth. Seneca, the home green tops and white pants. Hiawatha in there. Blue tops and gray pants as we get you set for the first of two games tonight. This is number two and number three as far as the standings in this tournament field. Hiawatha, the 2 seed, and Seneca is the 3 seed. Hiawatha went 9-4 during the regular season, 6-2 in league play. Seneca, they went 8-7, and they had a 5-4 mark in league play. The final warm-up toss for the Seneca pitcher, that is Braden Uphouse. And the throw down to second base by Dieters, and we are set for Legion Baseball. If you missed our game last night, it was an absolute thriller with Doniphan County beating Sabetha 11-8 in 9 innings. That's why Doniphan County gets the matchup with Corning in the late game this evening. Sabetha will get the loser of this game, whether it'll be Seneca or Hiawatha in one of the two games tomorrow night. So here we go. Hiawatha steps in against Braden Uphouse for Seneca. It is Brant Barnhill who takes a first pitch inside for a ball, and we are off and running. Overcast skies, much cooler here to start compared to what we were dealing with yesterday with sunshine and warm temperatures. Certainly still a warm afternoon. Second pitch high as well. 2 balls and no strikes. Hiawatha is the higher seed, but playing as the road team in this one. Here's a ground ball right side, playable for Herter, the second baseman. Steps up, makes the throw, and there's the first out of the ball game. That'll bring up the number two hitter in the center fielder. That is Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha, again, 9-4 during the regular season. They have split their last 6 games coming into the tournament, 3 wins and 3 losses. They have not played since June 25th. They had games against Corning rained out last week. So it's been quite a while since Hiawatha's been out here on the field. First pitch to Rocky is high for a ball. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Seneca, on the other hand, they have lost 3 straight coming in. They are 1-5 over their last 6 games. They were swept by Corning their last time out before the tournament back on June 28th. Another high fastball missing. 2 balls and no strikes. So the Hiawatha center fielder, Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha was the area representative last year at the Legion State Tournament. Those games were in Topeka. This year, they will be in Concordia. 2 teams will make it out of this tournament. Top 2 will be determined by Friday. There's a swing and a miss. Now 2 balls and 1 strike on a high fastball. Rocky rocking jersey number 1. That's from the right side. Pitcher Braden Uphouse, also a righty. Another pitch, knee high and in there for a strike, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Xavier Oldham will follow. Just getting going in the first of 2 games tonight. No score. Top of the first, one out and nobody on. Defense fairly straight up for Seneca. And there's a foul ball slapped to the right side. Stays 2-2. Two winners tonight will play in the late game tomorrow night, with the winner of that being one of the two teams stamping their tickets to Concordia next week. Here's a 2-2 again. High fly ball down the right field line. It's tailing foul and lands foul about 20 feet short of the fence. Right in front of that 330 mark down there. So another pitch coming at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hiawatha and Seneca had a doubleheader back on June 4th. Hiawatha lost to Seneca 5-3 in game one, and then their second game was rained out, so that was the only game they played. Ground ball left side on a hop. Oberding has it. Going to be a tough play and a good throw on the money. It's a very speedy Rocky just by a step and a half, and there's 2 up and 2 down. That'll bring up Xavier Oldham, the right fielder. So quickly, 2 up and 2 down. Good start here for Braden Uphouse, forcing a couple of ground outs. Righty versus righty once again. First pitch is a foul ball down the right field line, out of play, and it's 0-1. Uphouse pitching to Dieters, the catcher. Stroffman at third, Oberding at short, Herter at second, Garrity at first. You have Thomas in left, Kramer in center, and Leonard is in right field. Slow roller left side, another foul, and it is 0-2. A strike away from going 3 up and 3 down. The lights are on. It is cloudy. The weather should not be an issue this evening. But here's the 0-2. High fastball, just missing, now 1-2. Hiawatha at the state tournament in Topeka last year, 1-2 in pool play, but they were unable to make it out of pool play. Eliminated before the championship semifinals. Oldham fouls off another, and we'll try it again at 1 ball and 2 strikes. With the amount of teams across the state here in 23, there will be 2 teams out of this zone. 1 ball and 2 strikes here on Oldham, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and then it pops out of the glove, but the tag issued by Dieters, and that is a clean 1-2-3 inning for Braden Uphouse. So half an inning in the books, no score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tam and Logan Carpenter with you tonight, first of 2 games, a Legion Zone AA baseball tournament. Night number 2, Hiawatha retired 1-2-3 in order in the top of the first, so the bottom half we go, and Seneca up for the first time. It'll be Case Kramer to lead things off, followed by Wade Leonard, and then Braden Uphouse. Good fan support for both teams, as always. Winner puts themselves in a great spot tomorrow night and will be one win away from advancing to Concordia next week. State tournament is the 19th through the 23rd. That is Wednesday through Sunday. Pool play games Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The championship, semifinals, and title game Saturday and Sunday. Here's the center fielder for Seneca, Case Kramer, to lead things off against Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson's first pitch outside for a ball. Wishrup is the catcher. Monaghan's at third. Bryan at short. Gilbert is at second base. You got Smith at first. Defensively in the outfield for Hiawatha, Barnhill in left, Rocky in center. Oldham is in right. One ball and no strikes to Case Kramer. Now he hits this one well. Center field, dropping quickly, and a diving catch is made by Ashton Rocky. An absolute web gem for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Tip of the cap indeed, around the horn it goes. Laying out the athletic center fielder, Ashton Rocky, for out number one. So quickly, one up and one down. Here's the right fielder, Wade Leonard. A key component of the Nemaha Central football team that won the state title this past year. They'll be defending here in 2023. First pitch inside for a ball from Jacobson. Now the 1-0. This one is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Jacobson, the lefty. Leonard, the righty. 2-0. Just a little bit up. Now it's a three-ball, no-strike count. Sun fighting through the clouds. The flags are down. Very calm, no breeze. 3-0 finds its way in there for a strike. Now 3-1. In the nightcap here will be Doniphan County and Corning. Corning came in as the top seed with a record of 9-2. And that one rides way inside, and it's ball four. And Wade Leonard, the first base runner, here in the ballgame. That'll bring up the pitcher, Braden Uphouse. So Leonard at first base, one out, no score, bottom of the first. Winner of this one plays at 8 o'clock tomorrow night against the winner of the D.C. Corning game later on this evening. First pitch swung on and missed by Uphouse. It's 0-1. And then Sabetha awaits the loser of this game tomorrow in the first matchup at 6 p.m. in an elimination game. Next pitch inside, low and in the dirt. Leonard takes off for second. He'll get there, sliding in safely. Stolen base for Wade Leonard, and he's in scoring position with one out. One ball and one strike here on Braden Uphouse. Jacobson now dealing with Leonard at second base. Seneca an opportunity to get on the board first. Here's a sharp grounder, and it hits off the shin of Monaghan at third and kicks towards shortstop, and everyone is safe. It'll go down as an infield hit. That was struck very well. Leonard had to stay put at second base, but Uphouse now at first with the infield hit. So Leonard at second, Uphouse at first. That brings up the cleanup man and the first baseman, Reese Carity. Open stance from the left side. Not much wiggle with the bat above the left shoulder. Takes a first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Carity plays back in the box. Two on and one out here in the bottom of the first, no score. Second pitch outside. It's one ball and one strike. Either base runner really being held on. Not much of a lead for either or at second and first, respectively. Next pitch swung on a miss, and Garrity down in the count, 1-2. Jacobson looks back at second. And Leonard takes off. The pitch is high for a ball and in there safely, and it's going to be a double steal. Uphouse with a late jump. Well, Leonard gets to third, and now Uphouse to second. Two balls and two strikes now. The count on Garrity, and a base hit could tack two here in the first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Garrity down swinging, and a big second out recorded there. And the first strikeout for Jacobson. Now it's up to the catcher in Jonah Dieters. Two outs and two on. Bottom of the first, no score. Jacobson's first pitch to Dieters. In there for a strike. Leonard at third, Uphouse at second. Leonard walked and Uphouse had an infield single. Next pitch inside for a ball. It is one ball and one strike. See if Jacobson can get out of this pickle in the first. Here's a slow roller right side. Going to be a tough play for Gilbert. Spare hands it, makes the throw to first in time for the out. And that retires the side. So a walk and a single does no harm. Two stranded, we have played one, no score here in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner, and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
No scores. We start the second inning of play. Braden Uphouse back to work. He'll get 4, 5, and 6 in the Hiawatha order, starting with Joel Bryan, followed by Cooper Jacobson, and then Caden Smith. First of two games tonight here in Seneca, the Legion Zone AA Tournament. Donovan County, a thrilling win last night over Sabetha in the first game, so that's why D.C. gets Corning in the late game tonight. And the loser of this one between Hiawatha and Seneca will get Sabetha in an elimination game at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Uphouse with his final couple warm-up tosses. They're giving him a couple extra. And Joe Bryan will step in first. Uphouse cruised through the first inning, forcing a couple of ground outs and then a strikeout. Did not exert many pitches. So here's Joe Bryan, the shortstop, leading off the second inning, no score. Bats on the right side against the hard-throwing right-hander in Braden Uphouse. And the first pitch to Joel Bryan is hit hard left side. Played well by the shortstop, Olberding. Long throw in time to record the out. So one pitch, one out here in the second. That brings up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson, the pitcher, had to work out of a jam in the bottom half of the first. Seneca left runners at second and third in the frame, but unable to score. First pitch to Jacobson, low and inside for a ball. Hiawatha had quite a few games rained out throughout the course of the summer, and again, they haven't played since June 25th, so it has been a hot minute. Had games against Corning rained out on the 5th. the games that were not planned to be made up. Jacobson takes another one inside. It's 2-0. Uppal sets, kicks and fires. Fastball outside. Now three balls and no strikes. And then Seneca as well. They hadn't played since June 28th. There's a strike on the inside corner, so now it's three balls and one strike. With Caden Smith due up next. Defense fairly straight up behind Uphouse for Seneca. The 3-1. Roped hard to the right side, but right at Herter. Gets down on a knee to pick it up, and the throw is wide, and it pulls Garrity off the bag. That is an error, and Jacobson is safe. It was well played by Herter, the second baseman. Got down on a knee to pick it up on a hop, and then the throw just pulled Garrity off the bag. Would have been in time for the out. That'll go down as an E4, and Jacobson's on with one out. Here's Caden Smith, the first baseman. Uphouse, his first pitch, a fastball low and outside for ball one. Garrity holds the runner and Jacobson at first. Jacobson about 2.5 steps off. They throw over, and he's back in time. Two teams just played one time in the regular season. Seneca won it 5-3. Here's a looper down the right field line, just barely foul. Could have been extra bases. But that evens the count, one ball and one strike. It was all the way back on June 4th. Seneca beat Hiawatha 5-3, then their second game was rained out. And did not play again until here in the tournament tonight. Foul ball back into the screen. Now it's 1-2 on Caden Smith. Just five teams in the tournament, two advancing to state next week. One ball, two strikes. You got Jacobson at first. They throw back over there once again, and he is back in safely. Concordia is the host, so they have a guaranteed spot with their Legion team in state next week. The rest of the field being decided this week, and now a low pitch that skips away from the catcher Dieters, and that's going to allow Jacobson to take second without a throw. Now a throw by Dieters gets away from Uphouse a little bit, but Jacobson hangs on at second base. And now it's two balls and two strikes on Caden Smith. Jacobson the runner at second base with one out. No score, top of the second. Uphouse fires. Swing and a miss, got him with the curveball, ended up in the dirt, and a big second out. That is the second strikeout for Braden Uphouse. Now it's up to Matt Monaghan, the third baseman. So a ground out, an error, and a strikeout. Jacobson at second base after a wild pitch. Uphouse, his first pitch to Monaghan, swing and a miss for a strike. Uphouse working quickly here, sets, looks back at second and fires well inside. Monaghan had to scooch out of the way, and it's one ball and one strike. Looks back once again, here's the 1-1, just missing inside. Might have been a tad low, and it's now 2-1. Monaghan, if he can do something here, it'll be Carson Gilbert up next. Hiawatha trying to defend their spot and get back to another state tournament, as they did a year ago. Here's the 2-1 in there for a strike right down the middle. And now it's 2-2. Uphouse a strike away from getting out of the inning. Two outs, runner at second. Two balls and two strikes, pitched by Uphouse. Skips in the dirt, and it goes all the way to the backstop, and Jacobson will take third without a throw. So after reaching on an error, a couple of wild pitches allowing Jacobson to take second and now third. And now the count is full on Monahan at 3-2. Big pitch coming here early. Hiawatha a chance to strike first, and now a time by the umpire. As Dieters, the catcher for Seneca, appears to be fixing a piece of his equipment. Appears to be good to go. Monahan steps back in, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobson at third with 2 down. No score, top 2. Uphouse looks, kicks and fires. And a foul ball down the right field line and out of play. So we'll try it at least one more time at 3-2. Uphouse looks, he'll fire. It is in there for a strike 3 call. Monahan not happy with that call. He was taken down for first. Thought it was a walk, but the umpire rings it up for the 3rd Uphouse strikeout. So 1.5 in the books. We head to the bottom of the 2nd inning. No score. Legion Baseball continues here tonight as we hit the bottom of the 2nd inning. No score between Hiawatha and Seneca. Our game tonight presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They offer great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. Seneca up, trying to get the first runs of the game. It'll be John Strothman to lead things off, the third baseman from Jacobson. His pitch is low for ball 1. Seneca had 2 on in the first at 2nd and 3rd, unable to score. And Strothman fouls one straight back into the screen. It's 1-1. Strothman, Herder, and Thomas do up for Seneca here in the home half of the 2nd inning. Jacobson's next pitch is slapped foul to the right side, and it's 1-2. Seneca just trying to find some rhythm. 1-5 in their last 6 coming into the tournament. Another foul ball by Strothman. Stays 1-2. That one goes right back into the net. Jacobson gets the sign and fires. And a swing and a miss. It gets into the dirt. Wishart pulls it up, throws down to first to record the out. And that's the 2nd strikeout for Cooper Jacobson. And there's 1 out here in the home half of a 2nd inning. That'll bring up the 2nd baseman, Garrett Herder. Herder bats from the right side. It's the lefty Jacobson. Of course, most of these guys for Hiawatha, part of the team that made the state tournament a year ago. Certainly a veteran group. And a great season. The regular season portion with 9 wins and 4 losses. First pitch to Herder in there for a strike. The 0-1 is going to run inside, makes it one ball and one strike. Jacobson works quick, and the 1-1 is fouled straight back, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Donovan County and Corning in the nightcap. D.C. won an absolute thriller last night over Sabetha, 11-8 in 9 innings. Here's a blooper, left side, and that's going to drop in for a hit over the outstretched arm of Brian, the shortstop, scampering out into shallow left center field, but couldn't get there in time. And that is a one-out hit for Garrett Herter. That'll bring up Jaden Thomas, the left fielder. Rocking the bag of sunflower seeds in the back pocket. Batting from the left side. The lefty on lefty. Third base runner in the game for Seneca. It is Herter at first, and Thomas takes one in there for a strike. No score, bottom of the second inning. Jacobson throws to first, and now they get the runner Herter in a rundown. They go to second, back to first. Herter scampering, trying to get up to second base. Another throw. They finally make the tag, and there's the out. A deceptive move by Cooper Jacobson caught Herter off guard at first base, and he is out after a back-and-forth affair with the pickle. And now there are two outs. Just a slick move by the lefty Jacobson. Now the 0-1 to Thomas is high for a ball, and it's 1-1. So now two outs and nobody on. Thomas will try to extend the inning. The 1-1 by Jacobson is foul down the left field line and out of play. Bounces up against the vehicle. And it's 1-2. Jacobson's 1-2. Just outside for a ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Sun's still trying to peek through the overcast skies here in Seneca. Fastball outside, now 3-2. Good eye there by Thomas. Jacobson trying to face the minimum here in the home half of the second. The pitch. It is high, ball four. So a good at bat for Jaden Thomas. He'll keep the inning alive, and that brings up the shortstop, Evan Olberding. A second walk issued by Jacobson in the ballgame. So here's Olberding, the number nine hitter in the Seneca order. That's from the right side. 2.5-step lead at first for Thomas. They throw it over quickly, and he is back safely. Jacobson again, quick work. Fastball high for a ball. An extra step there for Thomas at first. And a high fly ball to left center field, playable for Rocky, about 5 steps to his left. Makes the catch to retire the side. So four faced and no harm done after a one-out single and a walk. We head to the third inning of play. No score here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
is Ian Goodenkoff, Vice President of Mortgage at Community National Bank. Some of the advantages of Community National Bank, we are very competitive in the market, interest rates, products, services. We also have the local town feel. Our intent for all of our mortgages is to continue to keep the servicing of the mortgage after you close. You're not calling some 1-800 number for any questions that you have after the closing of your loan. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Bayshore, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tabman, Logan Carpenter with you. Night number two of the Legion Zone AA Baseball Tournament here in Seneca. First of two games this evening. We got no score between Hiawatha and Seneca. As we start inning number three, it'll be Hiawatha's 8-9-1 hitters in the order against Braden Uphaus, who has been very sharp through the first two innings in this ball game. Here's Carson Gilbert, the second baseman, leading things off in the third. No runs, no hits, and one left on for Hiawatha through two. Gilbert swinging a miss at the first pitch for strike number one. Seneca had the best chance through the first two, stranding a couple in the first. Now a pop foul out of play right side. It's quickly 0-2. So Gilbert, Wishrup, and Barnhill do up for Hiawatha in the top of the third. Uphaus with the advantage, 0-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball on the outside corner. Now four strikeouts through eight batters for Uphaus. There's the first out here in the third. It's actually three consecutive strikeouts now for Uphaus. Here's Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, number nine hitter in the Hiawatha order. A righty that's pretty straight up with his stance. Uphaus's first pitch is high for a ball. Outfield fairly straight up, medium depth. Leonard and Wright playing a little bit more shallow. Another fastball in the outside corner, but not getting the call there, and Wishrup jumps in front. It's 2-0. Uphaus fires in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes, so a good at bat with the advantage right now for Wishrup. Top of the order, Barnhill due up next. No score, top of the third. And a 3-0 is in there for a strike, now 3-1. Both teams, Doniphan County and Sabetha, in the game last night using three pitchers in total in the nine-inning game. And there's a pitch that's outside, skips to the wall, and Cooper Wishrup is on with a walk. Second base runner for Hiawatha. They have yet to get a hit. Jacobson reached via an error in the second, and now Wishrup here in the third with a walk. So here's Brant Barnhill, grounded out the second to begin the game. He is 0-1. Uphaus, first pitch. Fastball knee high for a strike. Not much of a lead. Garrity holding the runner. And Wishrup at first base. They do throw it over there. Back in time safely. No balls. One strike. One out. Top three. No score. Ground ball, slow roller left side. Strothman plays it on a hop, goes to second for one, and they'll get the lead runner, unable to get the double play, but a nice second out. It'll be a fielder's choice as Wishrup recorded out at second, and Barnhill now at first. So now two outs, Barnhill at first, and that brings up Ashton Rocky, grounded out to shortstop in his first AB. So one on, two outs. No score, top three. Uphaus, a quick throw to first. sail back safely. Both of these pitchers, Uphouse and Jacobson, work fairly quickly, and both are very intrigued when runners get on base. And I say that, and that's a third consecutive toss over there from Uphouse to Garrity, keeping Barnhill quite honest. There goes Barnhill. The pitch is up. Throw is low. Skips away, and that's going to be a stolen base for Barnhill. That is why Uphouse was so intrigued by Barnhill at first, because he knew he was going to run. And the one time that Uphouse doesn't throw, his pitch was high with a fastball. Dieter's throw to second was low, but even a great throw probably wouldn't have mattered. So Barnhill at second base. Two outs. Count 1-0 on Rocky. Good hitter to have up here situationally for Hiawatha. There's a foul ball right side. It's 1-1. As now Hiawatha a light chance here to get on the board first. Base hits with the athleticism of Barnhill at second can certainly get him home with a single. Uphouse taking his time here. Nobody holding the runner at second. Uphouse will throw back, though. Just kind of lobs it there, again, keeping Jacobson honest. Or, correction, Barnhill, excuse me. But Uphouse trying to work out of another light jam. Hiawatha stranded a runner at third base in the second. And this is roped into left field, and that's a sharp single. Could have a potential play at the plate. Here's Barnhill. The throw is cut off. Another throw, not in time. And there's an RBI single. And Hiawatha with a two-out knock from Ashton Rocky gets them on the board. It's 1-0. Now, I mentioned Rocky being a good piece to have up there in a situation like this. And he comes through with a sharp single to left. Barnhill was running all the way. Throw was cut off by the shortstop in Olverding. And the second throw to home, not even close. So 1-0 Hiawatha. And there goes Rocky. Check swing. It's going to be a strike and a play at second, not in time. So stolen base for Ashton Rocky. And the count on Xavier Oldham is 0-1. Now Rocky just like that up in the scoring position himself. Now Pounce's pitch in there for a strike. And the count is no balls and two strikes. So a chance for Uphouse to get out of the inning, but Hiawatha's done the damage so far with their first run. And a ground ball. Nice hop for Olverding. Long throw. Dieter's complete. Or I should say Garrity, excuse me, at first base to record the out. But a big two-out knock, Ashton Rocky, an RBI single. And we head to the bottom of the third inning with a 1-0 Hiawatha lead on KNZA.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. But call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha strikes first against Seneca. An RBI single by Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha with a 1-0 lead as we hit the bottom of inning number 3. Brandon and Logan with you. Thank you for hanging with us. First of 2 games tonight. Night number 2 of the AA Zone Tournament here in Seneca. So Jacobson back to work in the bottom of the 3rd with now a 1-0 lead. Top of the order for Seneca, Kramer, Leonard, and Uphouse. Here's Case Kramer, first pitch. Outside for ball 1. Lined out to center in his first at-bat. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch is fouled away. And it's 1-1. Jacobson's 1-1. Swung on and missed. And Kramer down, 1-2. As we're in the bottom of the 3rd, Seneca no runs, couple of hits. Hiawatha has 1 run on 1 hit. 1-2 is high, now 2-2. Jacobson works quickly, trying to get the first down here in the home 3rd. Here's a fly ball, popped up very shallow center, but high enough for Rocky to jog all the way in to make the catch for the first out. That'll bring up Wade Leonard. He walked in his first at bat. Stole second, stole 3rd, but left stranded at 3rd to end the 1st. Hiawatha 1-0 their lead, bottom 3. Winner stays on the winner side of the bracket. And we'll move 1 win closer to the state tournament. As Leonard fouls the first pitch off, and it's 0-1. And the 2 winners of the games tonight play tomorrow, with the winner of that advancing to state. Now Leonard takes another one inside, and that hits him. So a 1-out base runner for Seneca. Leonard is on for a 2nd time. That'll bring up Braden Uphouse. Leonard represents the tying run over there at 1st. Still a ways to go. We're in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Hiawatha 1, Seneca nothing. Jacobson's pitch, swing and a miss by Uphouse. It's 0-1. Uphouse had an infield single in his first at bat, hit it sharply off the shin of Monaghan, the 3rd baseman. And he'll hit one right to Monaghan again. High hop to 3rd. Throw to 2nd in time for 1. They can't complete the double play. It's a fielder's choice. And it's out number 2. So Uphouse at 1st base. Now 2 down. That'll bring up Reese Garrity. Garrity struck out his 1st time up. Jacobson has a pair of strikeouts here in the game. First pitch outside for a ball. Jacobson long look at 1st, now fires, and this one is fouled away by Garrity. 1-1. With Jonah Dieters due up next. Hiawatha the 1-0 lead here in the home half of the 3rd. Ashton Rocky's RBI single in the top of the 3rd. The difference in the game so far. And now a throw by Jacobson to 1st. Gets away. And it allows the runner Uphouse to get to 2nd base. And now he's in a scoring position with 2 down. So just a high throw by Jacobson. Gets away from Smith, the first baseman. Now base hit could tie the game. There's a swing and a miss by Garrity. He is down in the count, 1-2. Uphouse at 2nd base, 2 down. 1-2 count on Garrity. Bottom of the 3rd inning, 1-0, the Hiawatha lead. Jacobson's pitch, outside for a ball. 2-2. Gibson trying to hang on to the 1-0 lead. And the 2-2 is high. Now the count runs full with Dieters on deck. Up house the runner at second on a 5-step lead. Brian kind of teasing him over there for a throw, but Jacobson fires a 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball in the outside corner, and Jacobson gets out of a little bit of a jam. So we head to the fourth inning of play. Hiawatha coming up to bat with a 1-0 lead over Seneca here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1-0 Hiawatha over Seneca. First of two games tonight here in Seneca, the Legion Zone Baseball Tournament. Our coverage on KNZA presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Brandon and Logan with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. First game cruising along. We start the fourth inning of play. Hiawatha coming up to bat. The 1-0 lead. Joel Bryan will lead things off. Ashton Rocky's RBI single in the third. The difference in the game so far. Corning and Doniphan County will play in the nightcap. Ryan steps in, grounded out to short, his first time up. As we start the fourth, Hiawatha, one run, one hit, two left. Seneca, no runs, two hits, and four left. Up house sets. Fires to Joel Bryan. First pitch, fastball low for ball one. Hiawatha went 6-2 in league play. Corning won the regular season with an 8-1 mark, earning the top seed in the 5-team double elimination tourney. Next pitch is high, gets back to the screen, and Bryan in front, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Just getting going. Top of the fourth. Watching all the way. Bryan takes one knee high for a strike. It's 2-1. Both pitchers certainly, for the most part here so far, have controlled the pace of the game. Uphouse's next pitch runs inside, and it's 3-1. Good part of the order here for Hiawatha. 4-5-6 with Bryan, Jacobson, and Smith. Three balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. Ball four. So Bryan walks. Here comes Cooper Jacobson, who reached on an error his first time up. First time tonight. And Hiawatha gets their leadoff man on base. So up house, back to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. Bryan the runner at first with nobody out. Hiawatha made state a year ago, trying to be one of the two teams to make it out of this zone. Next pitch low and in the dirt and taken off. A great jump by Bryan, and he'll steal second without a throw. So he is into scoring position with nobody out. correction, two balls and no strikes on Jacobson. Here's the pitch. That one is low, and it's now 3-0. So Uphouse got behind Brian 3-1, and now he's behind Jacobson 3-0. And that one is low and inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Jacobson, and now two on and nobody out. Back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. That'll bring up Caden Smith, who struck out his first time up. So Uphouse is going to have to work out of a jam. Hiawatha a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth, but threatening for more with two on and nobody out. First pitch to Caden Smith is low and outside for a ball. So Uphouse scratching the surface on the mound as he is struggling to find the strike zone here in the fourth. Here's the 1-0. That one is right down Broadway. A strike, it's 1-1. Hiawatha trying to add to that 1-0 lead. The 1-1 is hit hard to the right side. It's slapped down by Garrity. The only play is first. He'll touch the bag for out one. Might as well have been a sack bunt as both runners are up now to second and third. So a productive out for Caden Smith. Brian to third. Jacobson to second base. That brings up Matt Monaghan. So a base hit could potentially drive in two. First pitch high for a ball. Monaghan struck out his first time up. And he's got runners at second and third. Uphouse quickly likes the sign, fires, and it's fouled straight back. Now one ball and one strike. So back-to-back walks to start the inning and then a ground out. Brian at third, Jacobson at second. The 1-1. Hit to the right side, down the line, and it drops in fair for a hit. So Monaghan comes through. It's going to be a 2-RBI single. Brian scores easily from third. Jacobson in from second without a throw. It was right down the line and right. And now it's a 3-0 Hiawatha lead. Monaghan comes through, and from 1-0 it goes to 3-0. Now Carson Gilbert, swing and a miss at the first pitch, and the skips away to the backstop, and that's going to allow Monaghan to get to second base without a throw. Gilbert struck out his first time up. Now he has a runner at second base with still one out. 2-RBI single by Monaghan has given Hiawatha a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, and it's quickly 0-2 on Gilbert. Situational hitting has been the difference for Hiawatha in this one so far. Now another foul ball by Gilbert. Stays 0-2. So back-to-back walks, a ground out, and then a 2-RBI single by Monaghan. Now Gilbert needs to protect 0-2, and he'll swing and miss at a pitch outside, and he'll strike out for the second time. So that's the second out. Now it's Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, who has an opportunity to drive in a run. He walked in his first AB. He's got Monaghan at second base with two down. First pitch by Uphouse, a fastball for a strike. A much more calm evening than last night. And I say calm, I'm just talking temperature-wise. It's a little bit cooler. It was overcast to start. It's been overcast since. So temperature is not quite what it was last night. As Wishrup is swinging a miss, and he's quickly behind 0-2. Wind's picking up a tad from right to left. There's a swing and a miss, or I should say not a swing and a miss, but a strike three call in the inside corner, And that will end at the top of the fourth inning. But a big-time hit from Matt Monaghan, a two RBI single. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with Hiawatha leading Seneca 3-0.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball continues tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tadman here in Seneca, Logan Carpenter in our Hiawatha studios. Hiawatha, speaking of them, about a 3-0 lead here on Seneca as we hit the bottom of the fourth inning. An RBI single by Ashton Rocky in the third, and then a 2-RBI single by Matt Monaghan in the fourth, providing the runs in the game so far. So here's Seneca up in the home half of the fourth. It'll be Jonah Dieters to lead things off. He is 0-for-1 with the ground outs, and now Jacobson with a 3-run advantage. And he is pitched strong. He faced 5 in the first, 4 in the second, and 4 in the third. And here's Dieters to lead things off. Jacobson, the lefty, fires pitch number 1, and it's outside for ball 1. Hiawatha, 3 runs, couple of hits. They have left 3 on base. Seneca, no runs, 2 hits. They have left 4. 1-0 is outside. Now 2 balls and no strikes. And Seneca won the lone meeting back in early June by a 5-3 final, and the second game of their doubleheader was rained out. 2-0 by Jacobson is inside, and now Dieters well in front at 3-0. There's the sun starting to peek out a touch, so the sun's starting to hit the field a tad through those overcast skies. There's a strike on the outside corner, now 3-1, on Jonah Dieters, the catcher for Seneca. Jacobson quickly fires, and this is a high fly ball towards center field. Backing up is Rocky, eyeing it, and makes the catch for the first out. That'll bring up John Strothman, the third baseman. Herter on deck, so one up and one down with Strothman at the plate. Bats from the right side, struck out his first time up. And he'll foul this one away for strike number 1. Four straight times that Jacobson has retired the first hitter for Seneca to begin an inning. Always key when you can get the first guy out. He has done it so far in all 4 innings. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Calling it off is the pitcher Jacobson to make the catch for out number 2, and that brings up Garrett Herter. So 2 up and 2 down. Herter singled his first time up and then got caught stealing. Jacobson made a real nice move to first base, and ultimately Herter got in a back-and-forth pickle but then was tagged after about 4 or 5 throws. Foul the first pitch away here for strike number 1. Jacobson's 0-1 is blooped towards shallow center, and it's going to drop in for a hit. So Herter now 2-for-2 with a couple of singles keeps the inning alive, and that'll bring up Jaden Thomas. Thomas walked his first time up. So a fly out, a pop out, and a single. Herder at first base and two down. 3-0, the Hiawatha lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Jacobson out of the stretch. The lefty gets the advantage looking at first, and the first pitch skips away from Wishrup. It's a ball, and Herder able to get up to second base without a throw. So a base hit by Thomas could give Seneca their first run of the game. Jacobson can be so deceptive at times with his delivery. The next pitch is low for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes on Thomas. Thomas playing in left field, the eighth batter in the order. Watching all the way, takes that one on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. And a 2-1 in there for a strike. It was kind of a half-hearted check swing, but it wasn't the check swing. It was the location that gave Jacobson the strike, and it's back to an even count at 2-2. Two outs, a runner at second. Next pitch gets away. Count full at 3-2 with Evan Olberding due up next. Jacobson, can he get out of this one in the fourth? Thomas will foul this one away. Keeps himself alive at 3-2. Seneca's best opportunity so far in the game, it was back in the first. They left runners stranded at second and third. Been pretty quiet ever since. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss, and Jacobson records the strikeout and gets out of the inning, facing only four. So we head to the top of the fifth inning of play. Right now it's Hiawatha 3, Seneca nothing here on KNZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball continuing here tonight. Hiawatha, a 3-0 lead on Seneca. It'll be Hiawatha in the top of the order here as we start the fifth inning of play. They scored 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th. An RBI single by Ashton Rocky in the 3rd, and then Monaghan a 2-RBI single in the 4th. Jacobson has been solid pitching for Hiawatha. They have a 3-0 lead. Uphouse back to work. Here's Barnhill. Steps in and slaps it foul right side to start his count 0-1. Barnhill grounded out in his first at-bat and then reached on a fielder's choice and then scored the one run in the 3rd off that single by Rocky. Uphouse trying to keep it at a 3-run deficit. Here's a shot down the left field line, but coming on to make the catch is Thomas for the first out. That'll bring up Ashton Rocky, who is 1-for-2 with that RBI single. The loser of this game will get Sabetha tomorrow night at 6 in an elimination game. As Sabetha losing to Doniphan County last night in 9 innings to have tonight off. Now this is roped. Rocky to left field. Thomas on his horse. He can't get there. It's going to two-hop the fence. Rocky's going to trot into second base with a standing one-out double. An absolute frozen rope over Jaden Thomas in left field. It two-hops the fence, and Rocky at second base with one out. And here's Xavier Oldham, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out, but now an RBI chance here to add to the lead here in the fifth. How much of a lead for Rocky at second base? The pitch by Uphouse is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Another glance at second. The pitch is hit and blooped towards left center field, and it drops in for a hit. Oldham comes through. Here comes Rocky around third. He will score. Oldham with the RBI single, and it's a 4-0 Hiawatha lead. Everybody getting involved for Hiawatha here in this one. They add to the lead at 4-0, and here's Joel Bryan. Walked and scored his last time up, and now he hits a frozen rope towards left field, but Thomas is right there to make the catch. That was well struck, but Thomas, right place, right time for a big second out. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson has reached twice via an error and a walk. He has scored a run. Two outs, Oldham at first, another run in, 4-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. Oldham takes off, the pitch is in there for a strike, a low throw, not in time. A good stab by Dieters and throw to second base, but good speed by Oldham to beat it out. And he is at second base with two down. That pitch to Jacobson was a strike, it's 0-1, the next pitch is hit well to right field, and that's going to be trouble. That skips away from Leonard and Wright. Rounding third and scoring easily standing is Oldham. Two more runs have scored. And it's now a 5-0 Hiawatha advantage. Jacobson comes through with a sharp single to right. Five to nothing Hiawatha. They extend on the lead, and that brings up Caden Smith. Uphouse's pitch is a high, high chopper that hits the mound. It's caught by Olberding, and everyone is safe. A ground ball that ricocheted off the mound high into the air, but high enough to where everyone was able to make it up a bag, and everyone is safe. So Jacobson to second base, and Smith, the infield single. So now two on and two out. Here's Monaghan with the two RBI single in the last half inning, or I should say the last inning. He'll take a first pitch low and inside for a ball. Three singles and a double in this inning for Hiawatha. They've scored two more to extend their lead to 5-0. Monaghan fouls this one away. It's one ball and one strike. So a fly out, a double, a single, a line out, a single, and a single. RBIs this inning by Oldham and Jacobson. There's a foul. Monaghan takes a foul ball off the left ankle. Kind of hobbles away, but appears to be good. It'll be 1-2. Hiawatha didn't get their first hit until the third inning. They have turned it up. One run in the third, two in the fourth, and now two more in the fifth. 5-0 their lead here against Seneca. More people starting to file in with Doniphan County and Corning due up next. Here's a 1-2. And a ground ball right side. Herter plays it on a nice hop. Throw to first in time to record the final out. But damage done once again by Hiawatha. They add two RBI hits from Oldham and Jacobson. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-0 Hiawatha lead.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Extending their lead on Seneca, it's now 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Legion Zone AA Baseball Tournament here on a KNZA. Our coverage all throughout the week presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, they are online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tabman, Logan Carpenter with you. First of two games this evening. It's been all Hiawatha so far with a 5-0 advantage. We start the home half of the fifth. It'll be Evan Olberding, Case Kramer, and Wade Leonard for Seneca facing Cooper Jacobson, who has been very, very good here tonight so far for Hiawatha, now pitching with a bigger lead as it has grown in each of the last three frames. Jacobson, the lefty, first pitch to Olberding outside for ball one. Olberding flew out to center field his first time up. The 1-0, about the same spot outside, it's 2-0. Doesn't like one sign, shakes off another. Likes this one, fires, and it's in the dirt, and Olberding a heavy advantage at 3-0. You can get the leadoff man on and give yourself an opportunity. Seneca has not gotten their leadoff man on in any inning so far against Jacobson, but could so here, and they do. It's a four-pitch walk. So Olberding reaching, the number 9 hitter, and now here's the top of the order with Case Kramer. 0-2 with a line out and a fly out, both to center field. So Olberding at first base, nobody out. Hiawatha 5, Seneca nothing here in the home half of the fifth. Swing and a miss by Kramer, and it's 0-1. Calm evening here in Seneca. Not much of a breeze. It's been overcast. The sun's peeked out just a couple of times, but that's been it. Doniphan County and Corning, the matchup in the second game this evening. High fly ball, shallow, right side. It's going to stay in the infield. Gilbert has it lined up. He'll make the catch for the first out. Kramer's now 0-3, and that brings up Wade Leonard. Leonard has reached twice. He walked in the first and then was hit by a pitch in the third. Olberding at first base with one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hiawatha the 5-0 lead. First pitch high to Leonard for ball one. Jacobson has been very comfortable. And right as I say that, he rifles in a pitch knee high for a strike. So one ball and one strike here to Leonard. Seneca post 21. Next pitch outside, two balls and a strike. The winner here puts themselves 1-1 away from the state tournament. And the loser will get Sabetha in an elimination game tomorrow night. There's a foul ball by Leonard. Back to the screen, and it's even Stevens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobson has not faced more than 5 in an inning. He faced 5 in the first, and then he faced 4 in the second, 4 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. Ground ball, left side, slow roller. Monaghan has it, played a second for 1. They won't get 2. So Leonard on via the fielder's choice. They get the lead runner out at second base for the second outs. Olberding retired there, and now 2 outs for Braden Uphouse. Uphouse has also reached twice. He singled in the first and then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. He's got Leonard at first, but 2 down. First pitch outside for a ball. Doniphan County Corning in the second game tonight. We'll have 2 more games tomorrow and then 2 more games Friday, and there's a line drive, but right to Brian at short. He'll make the snap and record the out. So another quick inning for Jacobson as he faces 4 once again. So 5 innings in the books, all Hiawatha. It's a 5-0 lead here in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha, 5-0 lead as we start the 6th inning here in Seneca. Brandon and Logan with you. Tyler Stevens is going to pitch hit here for Carson Gilbert to lead off this inning for Hiawatha. We scored 1 run in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, and 2 in the 5th. In total, 5 runs on 6 hits. They have left 5 on base. Seneca, no runs, 3 hits, and they have left 6 on base. Braden Uphouse still pitching for Seneca. It's his final warm-up toss in. As mentioned again, Tyler Stevens going to pitch it here for Carson Gilbert. So it'll be Stevens, Wishrup, and Barnhill. 8-9-1 in the Hiawatha order. Everybody getting involved tonight for Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky with an RBI single. He has also doubled. Jacobson at an RBI single. Oldham has an RBI single. Monaghan drove in 2 with a single. So everyone doing their part as Stevens will take a pitch outside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. So the top of the 6th, Seneca running out of time. They're down 5. Don't want to let Hiawatha get any more. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 now on Stevens. Gilbert, who Stevens is pitch hitting for, struck out in his first 2 at-bats. And now Stevens will swing and miss there on a off-speed pitch that bends under the bat, and he will strike out for the first out. That'll bring up Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, who has reached via a walk and has also struck out. So nobody on, 1 out, top of the 6th. 5-0, Hiawatha leading Seneca. Very important matchup. As I mentioned before, the winner here gives themselves 1 win away from a trip to the state tournament next week. Here's a 1-0, and it's swung on and missed by a Wishrup, and it's 1-1. Uphouse working with some pace here. Gets the side quickly. Lips and fires. And it's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Down goes Wishrup, and back-to-back strikeouts for Uphouse to start the sixth. That'll bring up Brent Barnhill for a fourth time. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored the lone run in the third off the RBI single by Rocky. He has also grounded out to second and has flown out to left. Nobody on, two down. First pitch, in there for a strike. Clubhouse struggled a little bit the last couple of innings, but trying to work a quick 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Pitch is high for a ball to Barnhill, and it's now one ball and one strike. And the 1-1, about the same spot, a little bit high, and it's now two balls and one strike. Tell you what, there is a big difference when the sun is not out. It has been very calm here this evening. Barnhill slaps one to the right side and foul, and it's two balls and two strikes. So a strike away from Uphouse, getting him down 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Can he do it? He does. There's a swing and a miss, but they'll have to make the throw down to first. They do in time. So he'll strike out the side here in the sixth. The bats are going to need to wake up for Seneca as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Hiawatha 5 and Seneca nothing.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays. But we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seneca coming up to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail Hiawatha by a score of 5-0. The Legion Zone AA Baseball Tournament here in Seneca. Doniphan County and Corning in the nightcap this evening. We'll have two more games tomorrow and two more games on Friday. We'll know at least one team that'll be heading off the state after games tomorrow night, and then the final spot will be determined in the two games on Friday. So Seneca, they're going to need the bats to wake up. Jacobson has been so good here this evening. And the first pitch low to Reese Garrity for a ball. As we've got an actual pitch hitter here for Seneca, it's Derek Wirtz, who is actually up to bat, and he'll foul one back. And he is down in the count, one ball and two strikes, so it's Wirtz batting for Garrity. Garrity went 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. And Wirtz down in the count as Jacobson has not faced more than five in an inning. There's a pitch that's high, two balls and two strikes. So two balls and two strikes. Jacobson fires, and a swing and a miss. Down goes Wirtz for out number one. That'll bring up Jonah Dieters. So Veters, 0-for-2, a ground out, and he has also flown out to center. Seneca down to their final five outs. They trail 5-0, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Just three hits in the game for Seneca. They've had a couple extra base runners via the walk and the hit batter, but in their lone true threat was in the first when they had runners at second and third and left them stranded there. They have been quiet since. Two balls and one strike here on Dieters. Pitch by Jacobson. Hit well, left field. Barnhill on his horse, looking back, looking up, and that ball is over the fence and gone. A no-doubt shot over the sign of 330 in left center. And Seneca badly needing something, and they get it with a solo home run by Dieters. It's now 5-1. Here's John Strathman, who is 0-for-2. He struck out in the second. He has popped out to the pitcher as well. So a solo home run by Dieters. Finally, Seneca is on the board, but they're down four. It's 5-1. Here's Strathman. Jacobson's first pitch to him outside for a ball. The first extra base hit in the game for Seneca as well. High fly ball left field. This one will stay in the yard. Barnhill coming in. It's actually going to be Rocky who steps in front of him to make the catch. And there's out number two. That'll bring up Garrett Herter, the second baseman. Herter has two of the four hits. He singled in the second, and he singled in the fourth. Both little bloop shots to the shallow portions of the outfield. Take a pitch by Jacobson, low and inside for a ball. Five to one, Hiawatha. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. Seneca finally getting on the board with a solo home run by Jonah Dieters. But they got work to do still. One ball and one strike here on Herter. Pitch by Jacobson, who's pitched the whole way so far. Gets a ground ball, third base side. Monaghan on a nice hop, good throw. And there's the third out. So, Seneca does get a run, but Jacobson only faces four. Solo home run by Dieters gets Seneca on the board. But we head to the final inning of play. To the seventh we go. It's a 5-1 Hiawatha lead.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game one has hit the final inning. To the seventh we go. It's a 5-1 Hiawatha lead over Seneca. Hiawatha going to try to add some insurance here. 2, 3, and 4 in the order with Rocky, Oldham, and Bryan. Braden Uphouse still on the mound for Seneca. Has pitched the distance to this point. So is Jacobson for Hiawatha. So here's Rocky about to step in. He is 2-for-3. He had an RBI single in the third to break the scoreless tie at that point, and then added a double and a run in that two-run fifth inning. So Hiawatha scored one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth. Seneca got one in the sixth. 5-1 is our score. To the seventh we go, and the first pitch outside to Rocky for a ball. Morning in Doniphan County will come up next. There's a sharp single to left on a 1-0 count, and Rocky has his third hit of the night. About the same shot on his RBI single in the third, right between third and short. Rocky at first, nobody out. That'll bring up Xavier Oldham, who is 1-for-3. The single, an RBI, and a run scored. He has also struck out and grounded out to short. Up house. Fires. Rocky takes off. And the umpire stops the throw, and Rocky's going to have to go back. Not sure what the call was. The umpire in the infield talking to Uphouse about something, but that pitch will not count. Now Rocky goes. Pitches a swing and a miss, and Rocky is in there safely, a stolen base. He was going all the way. Pretty good throw by Dieters. But Rocky beats out the throw, and he's at second base with nobody out, and Oldham will start down in the count 0-1. Hiawatha 5, Seneca 1, here in the 7th. Uphouse's next pitch, low, 4-1. It's 1-1. Well, last night, in the game between Sabetha and Doniphan County, Sabetha scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th, all with 2 outs to force extras. Doniphan County went on to win the game in 9 innings, 11-8. It was a wild game last night, that is for sure. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-1 here on Oldham. Rockies at second base with nobody out here in the top of the 7th. Now Uphouse will step off the rubber, gathers himself, as Hiawatha will try to maybe add to it and hold on in the home half of the 7th to secure the win. Uphouse sets and fires. That one is low. And it's now 3-1 here on Oldham with Brian Dew up next. High fly ball right field. Playable for Leonard. Now 4 steps to his left, makes the catch. Rocky's going to tag. He heads to third, and he's in there safely. Rocky moves up to third, tags from second to third on the fly out there by Oldham. That'll bring up Joel Bryan. He is 0-for-2 with the walk and a run scored. Runner at third, one down, top 7. Ground ball left side should bring in the run. It skips away from Olberding, and doesn't matter. The run was going to score anyways, but that'll go down as an error by Olberding. And it's a 6-1 Hiawatha lead as they add to it here in the final frame. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson, who has had a good night as well. He has reached all 3 times, an error, a walk, and a single with a run scored, or I should say with an RBI and a run scored. He'll foul away the first pitch, and it's 0-1. So a big insurance run here for Hiawatha in the 7th. 6-1 is their lead. Still just 1 out and 1 on. Pitch by Uphouse, in there for a strike, and Bryan takes second base without a throw. Count 0-2 now on Jacobson. Uphouse, it's been a grind for him, but he has pitched the whole way here for Seneca. Here's the 0-2. And a little bloop shot left side, Olberding on one hop. Demon himself makes the play to first. For the second out, Bryan moves up to third. Now it's up to Caden Smith, who is 1-for-3 with a single. And the umpire has indicated that Braden Uphouse has reached the pitch count. So Seneca is going to have to change pitchers here with one out to go in the seventh. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. Hiawatha has a runner at third with two down. They have scored one here in the top of the seventh. They lead Seneca 6-1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Draven Inneking is the new pitcher for Seneca's. Uphouse reached the pitch limit, and the first pitch by Inneking is popped up into foul territory by Caden Smith, caught by the catcher in Jonah Dieters to record the final out of the frame. So Seneca down to their last at-bat. They are down 6-1 as we step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Announced they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Cooper Jacobson trying to go the distance here for Hiawatha. They added one insurance run in the seventh. They lead here at Seneca 6-1. The double elimination AA zone tournament. First of two games tonight, and Hiawatha scored their runs with one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and then adding that one in the seventh. Jacobson has been solid. Jaden Thomas will lead things off here in the last inning and last breath here for Seneca. Jacobson has not faced more than five in an inning. He's been very, very good for Hiawatha tonight, giving up just the one run, which was a solo home run by Jonah Dieters in the sixth. First pitch is high. To Thomas for ball one. He reached on a walk and struck out. And his two at-bats. Here's the 1-0 by Jacobson. And that one missing. It's now 2-0. Thomas, Olberding, and Kramer due up in this inning for Seneca with their last opportunity as the 2-0 finds the strike zone, and it's now 2-1. Thomas settles back in, batting from the left side against the lefty Jacobson. He'll fire. That one just missing outside. It's 3-1. Six to one, Hiawatha. Seneca needs 5. Here's the pitch. And it's outside for ball 4. So Thomas reaching a second time via the walk, and he leads off the inning, getting at first base. And now here comes a mound visit, and that's going to be it for Cooper Jacobson. So a pitching change on the horizon here for Hiawatha. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Looks like they're going to bring on Xavier Oldham from right field to finish off this ball game. Well, what a night, though, for Jacobson. 6 innings, giving up just 4 hits, the 1 run. And 5 strikeouts. So again, Oldham will try to close it out. And so he'll get his few warm-up tosses in. Seneca here in the bottom of the 7th, needing 5. They are down 6-1. Thomas just led things off the walk. Looks like Jacobson will just go out and play in the outfield. Take the spots of Oldham and Wright. And it's been Hiawatha pretty steady since the 3rd inning on. They took the lead at 1-0 in the 3rd. It was an RBI single by Ashton Rocky. They would add 2 in the 4th. 2 RBI single by Matt Monaghan. RBI hits from Oldham and then Jacobson in the 5th as they scored 2 more. And then they scored the 1 insurance run off the bat of Joel Bryan in the 7th. Seneca's lone run in the 6th, the solo home run by Jonah Dieters. So Jaden Thomas is at first base with nobody out, and pitch hitting here is Cooper Kramer for Seneca. First pitch by Oldham is in there for a strike. Oldham, a right-handed thrower against Cooper Kramer, a left-handed hitter. He swings and misses at that fastball high, and it's quickly 0-2. Just 4 hits in the game for Seneca. Jacobson gave up 4 hits, 1 run, and 6 innings of work with 5 strikeouts, and there's a delayed call. Strike 3 on the outside corner, and Kramer is down looking for the first out here in the bottom of the 7th. Back to the top of the order. Here's Case Kramer. Seneca down to their final 2 outs. Thomas at first. Hiawatha with the 6-1 lead here in the bottom of the 7th. Oldham throws to first. And Thomas back safely. So once we wrap up this game, we will have a little bit of post-game coverage, go through some of the numbers, give you our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. and then we'll have a little bit of a break, about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll come back and bring you the nightcap, which is Doniphan County and Corning. One ball, no strikes. And a swing and a miss by Case Kramer there, and it's now 1-1. We'll have two more games for you tomorrow, and then two scheduled for Friday. And at that point, we'll know the two teams heading to Concordia next week. Oldham's next pitch fouled straight back, and now Case Kramer down at 1-2. Oldham out of the stretch with Thomas at first. He'll fire the 1-2. A little high and outside, now two balls and two strikes. Hiawatha trying to get their first win against Seneca this summer. Seneca won the lone game they played in early June, and then the second game of that doubleheader got rained out. Next pitch outside, and the count's full with Wade Leonard on deck. Thomas at first base, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning, Hiawatha 6 and Seneca 1. And a 3-2 by Oldham. It's hit to the right side, and it chops up off the grass and caroms into right field. And that was a tough play for Smith at first, and everyone is safe. And that was a pitch well inside, and it was an awkward swing, but it was struck pretty well to the right side. It'll go down as a hit. Thomas moves up to second base, and Kramer at first, and that brings up Wade Leonard, who has reached in all three at-bats, a walk, and then he was hit by a pitch, and then he reached on a fielder's choice. Two on and one out here in the seventh. First pitch outside for a ball. Oldham putting himself in a little bit of a pickle here in the bottom of the seventh. But Seneca's got a long way to go. Leonard takes a strike. It's 1-1. And you got Kramer at first, Thomas at second base. And the next pitch is low and outside, and then skips away from Wishrup, the catcher, and he couldn't find it in time, and everyone moves up. So Kramer to second, now Thomas at third, and a base hit could potentially cut the lead in half. It is 6-1. A base hit could potentially make it 6-3. Well, we saw a wild rally last night by Sabetha to force extras. Seneca would have to do something very similar. Here's the pitch. It is outside for a ball, and it's now 3-1. Never seems to come easy. Leonard's certainly a dangerous hitter. Here's the 3-1. And it's inside, ball four. So the bases are loaded for Braden Uphouse. A 6-1 game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Seneca trying to put together a massive rally. Big at bat here for Uphouse. Oldham's first pitch is outside for a ball. Thomas at third, Kramer at second base, Leonard at first. A 1-0 count. Oldham's pitch is fouled away. And it's one ball and one strike. Hiawatha trying to hold on in advance here in this tournament. Oldham's next pitch, roped down the line, but just foul. Just out in front of it was Uphouse. He knew he had a chance there. But he has to walk back, and it's still, or I should say it's now going to be 1-2. Big pitch for Oldham. Bases loaded. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. 6-1 Hiawatha. 1-2 count here on Uphouse. Oldham sets, kicks and fires, and it skips in the dirt, gets away from Wishrup. Here comes the runner home. Thomas is safe, and it's 6-2. So So everyone advancing up on the wild pitch, and Kramer will get to third. Leonard to second. Thomas in from third. The count will be now 2-2. So it's now 6-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here's Oldham's pitch. High and away, and the count's full at 3-2 with Wirtz due up next. Seneca still needs four to force extras. But a base hit could score two, and there's a swing and a miss. A pitch that might have been outside the zone, but Uphouse caught chasing, and there's the big second out. And it's up now to Derek Wirtz, who came in the sixth inning as a pitch hitter for Reese Garrity. And he struck out in his lone at bat. Oldham's first pitch, outside for a ball. The runners at second and third, two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seneca has gotten one, but still down 6-2. Oldham trying to shut the door. And there's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. Kramer the runner at third, Leonard the runner at second. And there's a swing and a miss. And Wirtz down to his final strike, it's 1-2. Oldham certainly battling here in the seventh, but a chance to put the game away. The pitch. And he does so, swing and a miss, strike three, back-to-back strikeouts. Oldham does so to end it, and Hiawatha is going to win the game by a 6-2 final. We'll step aside, have our post-game coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chase Wilson, commercial lender at Community National Bank. We're committed to fueling your future business. With our expertise in commercial lending, we provide a tailored solution to help your venture thrive. As your local community bank, we understand your unique needs and offer personalized support. Experience the difference of a trusted partner who invests in your success. Join us today and unlock a world of opportunities for your business. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
It's county fair season, and that means it's time for area 4-H'ers to be rewarded for all their hard work on their projects. Hi, this is Linda Ross of Union State Bank. As you support the events happening at your county fair, know that we are right there alongside you. Union State Bank is proud to support the farmers, businesses, and families that make each area we serve so unique. We are looking forward to celebrating your successes and enjoying what it means to be part of a local community. Union State Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca. Is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays. But we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kawatha holds on, and they advance here in this elimination, or I should say this double elimination, AA Zone Baseball Tournament, a 6-2 win over Seneca here in our first game this evening, Doniphan County and Corning, about 20 or 25 minutes away, so we'll have that one for you here in just a little bit. So Hiawatha moves on. They are now one win away from punching a ticket to the state tournament next week in Concordia. They will get the winner of Doniphan County and Corning in a matchup tomorrow. Seneca with the loss, they move one loss away from elimination, so Sabetha and Seneca will play tomorrow night at 6 in what will be an elimination game in this double elimination tournament. So that's kind of where we sit right now. Hiawatha advancing, and Seneca and Sabetha will play an elimination game tomorrow night. Hiawatha awaits the winner of Doniphan County and Corning, which is coming up here in about 20 or 25 minutes. Again, 6-2 the final. Hiawatha wins it over Seneca. Running through some of the numbers here, and Hiawatha scored their first run of the game, broke a 0-0 tie in the third with an RBI single by Ashton Rocky. They scored two more in the fourth. Big hit by Matt Monaghan, two RBI single. Two more they would score in the fifth. RBI hits by Xavier Oldham and also Cooper Jacobson. And then they would add one more insurance run in the seventh on an RBI hit by Joel Bryan. So they did it with a lot of guys in their lineup, everybody involved certainly. Seneca was shut down for the most part. They got their lone run, or I should say their first run of the game, in the sixth inning. It was a solo home run by Jonah Dieters. And then they would get one more on a wild pitch in the seventh, and then back-to-back strikeouts by Xavier Oldham against Uphouse and Wirtz shut the door and closed out the win for Hiawatha. Speaking of Hiawatha, it's now time to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game. Now, there's a couple of guys you certainly could have gone with, but me personally, I'm going to go with Cooper Jacobson. Now, the best bat offensively for Hiawatha in this game was Ashton Rocky, who had three hits, including a double, an RBI, and a couple of runs scored. But Jacobson, you look at his line, he reached base three times, he had a walk, he did reach on an error. He scored a run but had an RBI single in the fifth, but mainly Jacobson just because of the pitching performance tonight. He got taken out in the seventh, but Jacobson goes six strong. He gives up just four hits, the one run, and also had five strikeouts in the game. So Cooper Jacobson, with that fantastic pitching performance, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game. The final tallies in this one, Hiawatha 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Seneca, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and they left 8 on base. Hiawatha with the win, now 10-4. Seneca with the loss, they are now 8-8. Hiawatha gets the winner of Doniphan County and Corning, which comes up here in about 20 minutes or so. Sabetha and Seneca will be our first game tomorrow night in what will be an elimination game. Again, Brandon Tamman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer, will send it back to the studio and give you about 15 minutes or so in between games here. And then we'll come back and get you set for what will be the one seed against the four.